Are you ready?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are Night Entertainment.
Yes, indeed. We are Tonight's Entertainment. Welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, presented by the AMP Radio Network. Follow us at another MMA cast. Well, as you can hear, this show is going to be a little bit different tonight. I am lucky enough to be joined by hashtag our women on the streets at Pandora Box. You saw her on MMA Junkie Radio on Friday night or Friday afternoon when she blew up the internet, her and her friend Samantha. They were live on the ground for UFC 213. And unfortunately, guys, just so you know, disclaimer, Pam is fresh off the plane from Vegas. And you know, when you're coming back from Vegas, you might be a little bit tired. So we're going to get her in and out as fast as we can. But we wanted to give you a show, and we apologize for not having a show yesterday. This is This Week in MMA / Our Woman on the Streets episode. So we are going to catch you up as much as we can on International Fight Week, maybe get some behind-the-scenes stories from Pam, because as you know, if you were following her on the weekend, she blew up Twitter. Everybody was like, oh my God, Pam, look at all those people you met. Look at where you were sitting. You had great seats. Anyways, we'll get the stories from her fresh, live, and direct. So let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and bring the first woman AMP Radio in onto the program. As soon as I can find her intro music, we will get that done. I can't find your music, Pam. I don't know where it is. There we go. Kick it. Good evening, Pam. How are you?
I am. I am beat. Oh, my gosh. I am so beat. But you know what? I'm completely exhausted. I'm running off 2 hours of sleep last night. But it was so freaking worth it. Oh, my gosh. I've got stories. But it was a good time. One of my probably the most memorable trip so far.
Yeah, and as you could say, as you could hear from the intro, I did let everybody know that you've got some great stories. But of course, not all of them will be shared tonight because some things do need to stay in Vegas. Right, Team Alpha Male?
Correct.
No?
Correct.
All right.
That is so funny.
Okay, so let's move into your trip. Let's talk about your trip first because really, that's what we want to do here on our Woman of the Streets episode. Okay, Pam, so you flew in on Thursday, and we were thinking about doing a show, but I saw that you flew in late. We actually were going to try and do this on Thursday, but I saw that you flew in late, and I thought, you know what, we'll just wait until after because we'll see what happens. Vegas, anything can happen. Two really attractive ladies hitting the streets in Vegas. There'll be some stories. So you landed on Thursday, you got yourself situated, and then Friday morning, you got up and went to the Junkie Studio. Go.
Okay, so Friday morning, we get up, and I'm with my friend Samantha. So for all you who don't know Samantha, check out my Instagram and Twitter. But so we went down to the studio, and keep in mind, this is my friend's first time there. First time to Vegas. And our first live fight. So we come down to the studio, and it was Uncle Joey Diaz, Joey Coco Diaz was there, and doing the show. And so we were just going to listen, and we were listening. And in truth, I was just going to stay there for about 30 minutes just to say hi and things like that. And then during the break, you know, we just started talking, and Gigi's like, so, you know, where are you from? And who you do a podcast? And I said, well, duh. I didn't say duh, but I said, you know, I told him who I work with, you know. And he's like, oh, I know who you are, the belly dancers. Or something like that. I don't know how it turned into belly dance, but then it turned into, hey, well, can you guys dance on the show? And the funny thing is when we were packing, I told Samantha, bring a hip scarf so we can practice in the room. so we can dance. And so we had these tip scarves, which is, you know, what you do for practice. So we went in and did this show, you know, belly dance. And then they asked, well, why don't you just come in and sit in on this? Because they were asking a couple of questions. And then so I got to do like a little mini segment on the MMA junkie. And it was so awesome. And so I was, you know, sitting right next to Joey Diaz. And then we all, you know, took pictures and stuff like that. And Joey gave Samantha VIP seats to go watch his comedy hour. And they asked if I wanted to go, but my guy was fighting. Elias was fighting. And I was like, no, I'm going to go watch the tough. So I watched the finale at Mandalay Bay with the Junkie crew.
Yeah, you were there with GD,
yeah, with GD.
And
Raimundo was there too.
I assume Showtime was there. Showtime, Tennessee.
Showtime, yes. Yeah, and so, and I mean, it was just so much fun. It was just so much fun. And then after the fight was over, then a lot of the other people that had been there at the studio came, and so we just kind of hung out at Mandalay. And oh, finally, me and Showtime finally went for tacos at like 11. It was about 10:30. I was like, dude, I got to eat. Because I had not even seen daylight all day long. I was like one of those vampires, the daywalkers. I just mm-hmm. been in the casino since Friday, Thursday night, because we went and played slots, went to bed at 2 o'clock, which was 5 o'clock our time. And then up at, you know, 8 o'clock to, no, I was up at 7 because I can't sleep anyway. So then we went and did the show. So that was a crazy night. And, I'm trying to get my day.
Saturday. That's okay. I'll guide you. Let me guide you.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Okay. Be my guide. Like a CNI dog.
So exactly. So Saturday, the news breaks, and I'm the first one to break it to you that your girl Amanda Nunes is out of the main event, and you kind of took that hard. And I was expecting you to,
but I wanted
to give you fair warning. Yeah, I'll get you to explain why and exactly what happened. Now, this is the first time this has happened on our show with someone who is a personality on our show, is a host on our shows. Basically, what had happened, Pam, is the main event had fallen out, and you had asked me whether or not you could get your money back for the tickets. So explain what was going through your head and basically what you did to get resolution to the problem.
Okay, well, so first of all, I get this news while I'm eating my udon noodles and almost choke on my damn noodles. Thank you. But
udon noodles.
You sent me was, are the rumors true about your girl? And then I said, what? And you said that she pulled out. And I was like, no. So I get on my my feed as soon as I had heard from you, and I kept seeing all these people saying that she was out. But nothing had been confirmed. And then you see the same with Dana, you know, Amanda Nunes is pulled up. Like, that's not what I said, but I mean. And, you know,
you're being clean.
This was, right, exactly. This was my sole reason for going to Vegas, was to watch the fight, because when I bought my tickets, the main card and the co-main was Amanda and Valentina and Lawler and Cerrone. So when I bought my ticket, the Romero Whitaker fight hadn't even been announced, you know. And so
it wasn't even a twinkle in Dana White's eye.
Correct. So I was like, man, I'm like, okay, what are we gonna do? And you know, then I was kind of just pissed off because I thought I didn't spend $1,000 on tickets to watch this main event, which was going to be a good one, by the way, but that had just been thrown together and not even promoted, you know. So the co-main that moved up to, you know, and so I was just so mad. I literally told Samantha, you know, I just want to effing go home. I said, I'm so just pissed off right now because nobody knew what was going on. And then there was that thing that was sent out by Dana because the main event was canceled that you could get a full refund on your ticket. So, okay, that's cool. Now, right. trying to get so, that refund on your
hang
ticket.
Hang on 1 second.
You know, you.
Hang on 1 second there, Tam, because I said to you, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you can get your money back, but apparently they're legally bound if the main event mm-hmm. falls out, that they have to offer correct. Anyone who wants their money back to get their money back. So continue. Apologize.
Okay, no. So, but the thing about that, there's no information. That's all it said. So I called T-Mobile and spoke to somebody who didn't even know that the event had been canceled. So then they forwarded me to somebody else that, you know. So I kid you, I must have gone through about 20 people, and finally we got this one number, and it was Ticketmaster. So if you're looking, well, no, you can't get your money back now because the fight started, but you had to go through Ticketmaster. So I finally found a number.
Yeah, if it ever happened
to you. And
by then
I'm like, God, yes, go to Ticketmaster, and the customer service where you actually talk to a real-life person, not an automated thing. But so, yeah, the customer service number at Ticketmaster. Now, keep in mind, when you do get a refund, it's going to take between 2 and 5 business days, so it's not instantaneously, you know. But, you know, that was $1,000 for those tickets. So,
right, exactly.
Long story short, we ended up...
I think you were totally justified.
Oh, yeah, because I ended up, after I got my refund, canceled my tickets, and I somehow ended up on the front row of the fight, so... I'm not
you somehow
complain.
Ended up. Exactly. We won't get into the details,
yes.
but you somehow got on the front row yep. anyways.
yep. I mean, so, I mean, I don't know if anybody was watching, but man, I was posting the walkout, every walkout. And the only one that I didn't get was, oh my gosh, Brown. And I recorded him, and for whatever Travis. Reason, it didn't transfer to Twitter. So that must have been an omen for him.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about you being on the rail and you holding the Australian flag for when Bobby Knuckles came out, because that was very exciting.
Well, so I'm there, and the funny thing is when I was coming into the venue, there was this guy, and I posted the picture. I think his name was, oh my gosh, I want to say Tony or something with the T. I can't think right now, but... And I just went up to him. I said, Aussie. And he's like, oi, you know. And I said, right on, I said, let's take a picture. And so I was taking pictures with everybody. So I ended up with a bunch of the Australians, and they had this flag, and it kept falling. So I said, let me have it. So I pulled the other half. So when you see that video and you see the Australian flag, there's yours truly. So, oh, my gosh.
Right.
And then I got so many just cool pictures. At the tough night, just engaging. Not only one picture,
yeah.
two pictures. And then that's why Neil Magny, and it's so funny because, you know, I've never asked, there's only two people that I'd asked for their picture. One was Max Holloway and the other one was Henry Cejudo. Those are the only two people that I've asked. So I was always kind of embarrassed. So I kind of tapped Justin Gaethje on the shoulder and I said, you know, I said, you are one of my favorite fighters. I said, you know, can I please take a picture with you? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. And keep in mind, like the fence is dividing us. So I'm like bending over. So whoever was on the side of me probably got a free show because I'm not, at that time, I'm so excited. I'm not worried
wow.
about my underwear is hanging out on the backside. So now that, so he gave me two pictures. He saw one. He's like, no, let's take a better one. And then took another one. And then Neil Magny was there. And hey, so, but the funny thing was, I took pictures with Neil and Samantha had, she was so excited. She wanted to take a picture with the fighter. So I took his hand and I said, can you take a picture with my beautiful friend, Samantha? And he looked at her and his eyes went like on the Jungle Book or Mowgli's eyes. They're getting those little like spinners. And he just looked at her and she's so Southern and took a picture and it was just so funny. So I got pictures with him and I was doing all this little videotaping, so I'm going to say something. So if a certain somebody is listening, I tape that. Joanna, did you see that little movie or that little video that I did of Joanna signing autographs? And then who comes and photobombs my video is Jorge Masvidal. And I'm always messing with him because I'm like, I want a picture with you when I'm in Vegas, you know. And he kept not saying yes, but he would like my comments. So somebody had said, hey, great picture of Joanna and love the photobomb of, you know, of Game Bread. And I was like, what? So I went back and looked at that video, and then I sent him a message. I said, hey, man, I was kind of local. I said, hey, local. I said, you photobombed my video, but you won't let me have a picture with you? You know, so one day, Jorge Masvidal, if you're listening, we're going to take pictures. So, but, I mean, it was just so cool. It was just that night was just fun, you know? Man.
Okay.
And then
a little bit. Okay. We don't want to touch on the fights right yet. We'll talk about this first, and then I want you to talk about the fights because you were there live. So then you move on from the venue after the fight, and then it's just like a who's who of photos. Diaz, Uriah Faber, straight off of his
Joe Schilling. Oh my God, Joe Schilling.
Okay. Take it away. Go on.
Okay. So after the fight, okay, let me interject a little story.
Sure.
I won't elaborate,
you want to hear the
story. So I'm walking out the door. There's a guy in front of me, and a kind of like a muscly guy, and I don't even know if I told you the story, so he pushes the door open, and the door slams on me, and I push the door open. I'm like, excuse you. And he turned around, and I said, you know, what the F? I said, you just slammed the effing door in my face. And he was saying, oh, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I was on my phone. I apologize. I would never do something like that. And then the guys that I'm with in the entourage are like, oh, my God, don't you know who that is? I'm like, no. And so they said, can I say who it is? I can say who it is, right? Well, it was
of course
you can. Alpha team. Team Alpha Male member, and you know, so I said, hey, well, may I have a picture with you, former Team Alpha Male member? And so we took a picture, and he says to me, oh my God, you are so tiny. And my girlfriend Samantha is like 6'2" in heels, so I looked at him, I said, you know what, I said, I've got someone that's going to make you feel tiny. And I said, say hello to my beautiful friend Samantha. And the infamous words were, will you be my date tonight? So keep that in mind. So then,
needless to say, Samantha had a very, very exciting weekend.
Yes. Yes. So first week,
her first
fight live ever. Yes. And so it's so funny. So then when Samantha had my phone charger, and I needed my charger because my phone, I have one of those portable ones. My phone's on 12%. I said, girl, I need my phone. So at the club, the VIP section, said a member of Team Alpha Male comes up and opens the fuzzy velvet rope thing. So Samantha can give me my charger. And he says to me, are you sure you don't want to come in? I can get you in. And I'm like, no, thanks. I said, y'all have fun. And that was it. So I went and hung out with the junkie guys, you know, some of the junkies.
That's right.
And we went into MGM. So keep in mind, I'm with Showtime, who's, you know, pretty tall. And there was another guy, Amir, who was like 6'2" or something like that. And then there was Alex, who was probably about 5'7". So even 5'7" towers over me. So, and they knew about like Nate Diaz thing. Yes. So they knew my Nate Diaz fangirlism. And so all of a sudden they're like, hey, come over here. And there's Nate like walking to the bathroom, and they actually go in and said, hey, you know, my friend wants to take a picture with you. And so on the outside, I'm as cool as a cucumber. On the inside, I was fucking dying. I was like, you know, when you see those old clips of the women screaming with the Beatles, I'm like, okay, inside that's me. But outside, I'm like, cool, you know? And I said, oh my gosh, I said, it's so nice to meet you. I said, I told him, I said, I flew all the way from North Carolina just to try to get a picture with you. And he's like, oh man, that's cool. And I said, well, can I get a picture of you? And he's like, yeah, cool. And so I was trying to turn my phone to, you know, swipe to the picture icon. And I said, look at my wallpaper. And my wallpaper is Nate Diaz. And that's where you see that picture where he's kind of got his hard on his chest because he put his hand. He's like, oh my God, that is so fucking awesome. He's that's so fucking cool, man. So I get into, you know, my phone part and the camera part. And he is so tall. He says, well, let me take the picture. And he holds it up. I'm like, no. I said, you're too tall. I said, you need to crunch down where I am. And so he looks down at me and says, oh, okay, that's cool. So he crunches. I grabbed him by the, not like grabbed him, but I kind of linked arms. And he crunches down so I could get those selfies. And then he's like, oh, man, that's cool. It's cool that you came, and it's nice to meet you and stuff like that. So, oh, my gosh. So that was awesome. That made my whole, you know, cancellation of my tickets, everything completely worthwhile. And then we ran into Uriah Faber, and, of course, you know, hey, can I take a picture with you? Because, you know, I'm not going to go be like, hey, yo, you know, all up in your face. You know, I was very, you know, can I? And it's so funny because the one picture that I took with him, somebody on Twitter had posted, oh, my gosh, he must love you because you tower over him. I mean, because he towers over me, you know.
So, yeah.
I don't know. And then, this next one, oh, my gosh. So I don't know if anybody, you know, any people, you know, listeners. I'm a big kickboxing fan, and Joe Schilling is like my... I don't know. Don't tell Nate, but I love Joe more than I love Nate. I've been following. Anyway, you know, okay, listen, you know, now I'm knowing that, but don't tell Nate. There is Joe Schilling standing right in front of me. And again, I'm cool as a cucumber, and on the inside, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I tapped him on his arm, and I said, excuse me, I said, you know, can I take a picture with you? There you go. And he looks at me, and he's like, and he's like, with all of the Diaz, you know, the entourage, and he says, hey, he was my favorite Twitter fan. And oh my God, I just died. I just died when he said that, because you don't ever know if they pay attention, you know what I mean? So,
that's right.
And I just told
you
him,
never
I
know.
Said, so, yeah, so he says, it's my favorite Twitter fan. And I looked at him, I said, not in a stalker way, though, right? He says, absolutely not in a stalker way. I said, okay, cool. And so I said, well, can I get a picture? He said, absolutely. And he said, absolutely. So I did a post on, you know, and if you all ever take pictures with, you know, these guys or girls, you know, send them a message and, you know, thank them, because you're taking time out of what they're doing. I mean, and I'm sure they get tired of people, hey, can I get a picture? You know, so... thank these people when you do it.
Of course.
And I did. I sent him a little message, and it said, it was such a pleasure to meet you. You know, thank you for the photo. And I said, you far exceeded my expectations. And I hashtag fan for life. So, you know, our power had gone out earlier. We're storming and thundering and lightning. And I had a piece of candy that made me fall asleep. And so when I woke up, I was scrolling through Twitter, so you know, I could kind of be like ahead of on, you know, what we're going to talk about. And there was a message that said, you know, like a, you know, an answer to your tweet. It said, glad to meet you too. So once again, cool as a cucumber. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to touch my iPad. And anyway, so it was so much fun. And, you know, I met King Mo and all these other just really, really crazy people. It was so much fun. So ask me more questions.
We're stuck on Joe Schilling.
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, yeah, seriously. So, okay. That was meeting him
it.
And Nate just made my trip. I mean, just absolutely made my trip. But then, are we moving on to Sunday?
Yeah, go ahead. Move on to Sunday. Absolutely.
Oh, was it? Yeah, it was Sunday. So, you know, we were checking out a Sunday at midnight, you know, midnight. And I told Samantha, well, let's go walk around, because seriously, Thursday, I did not see like real live sunshine till Saturday morning when we went walking around to the fight. So Sunday, I wanted to go do some more walking around. And so we went. And then there's Tom Galicchio. And I said, well, and he was kind of standing by himself. Some guy took a picture with him, but I don't know if people knew who he was. So I went up and I asked him, can I take your picture, please? And he's like, sure. And we just kind of started talking. And I said, hey, I said, we're going to walk around. You want to come with us? He's like, sure. You know, so that's where I made that video. And I just did it as a little fun thing. And oh my gosh, that thing got retweeted so many times. And I think I don't even know how many likes that it got, but it kind of, not went viral, but everybody was just, oh my God. And he was, is the sweetest, coolest, most awesome guy, because when I said, we're going purse shopping, I mean, he was just, he wasn't like, what? He's like, yeah, they're going to find you a good, I mean, he was down for it. And he, and you know, and then towards the end, we walked for a little bit and I said, okay, well, we're going to, you know, go ahead and, you know, because I didn't want to force the issue. He would come with us, you know, and it was just, you know, and sure. With him too, I sent him a message. It was, you know, such a pleasure to meet you and thanks for taking time to hang out with us and, you know, wish you well, kind of, you know. So I think it's important when they do that you reciprocate by, you know, thank you for taking time out of your day. Because, you know, you don't know what they're doing. You don't know if they just want to go home and watch Dr. Phil, you know.
Of course. Of course. It's funny because I was chatting with, I got into a conversation that James Lynch had put on where, you know, he's away from home, he's away from his pregnant wife. And, you know, I got into the conversation a bit late and I didn't notice that he was already stuck on the plane and he was stuck on the
tarmac,
yeah, whatever you call that, where they take off.
The landing thing.
Yeah. He was stuck on the runway. Holy moly.
There you go.
I guess I thought
that's the word.
I must have had a little piece of your candy here. Jeez. He was stuck on the on the runway, and I felt really bad about it. But, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You know what I mean? These guys, not only the journalists, but the fighters, they put so much heart and soul into it. And of course, they're being stopped by fans. They're being stopped by people who want autographs. They want pictures. And yes, we should thank these guys very much for being so accessible. I say this story a lot on this show, but the first time I met John Morgan, I spent like an hour and a half in his hotel room drinking beers with him at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, he didn't have to do that for me. He had been up all day. He had already been with a bunch of fans at a restaurant, and he didn't need to do that for me, but he did. James Lynch invited me to stay with him for UFC 210. He didn't have to do that, but he did. So it's amazing that our sport, Pam, and you've just encompassed the whole story there about how great our sport is and how accessible, you know, everybody is. The fighters, journalists, they're all very, very accessible. So if you're ever out and about and you're into taking pictures with people and you're into getting their photographs, exactly like Pam said, thank them very much. Especially if they come on Junkie Radio and they do the show, you know, ahead of their fight, or if they come into studio, thank them very much for their time, because that's, like you said, Pam, I mean, you guys were up late, you were doing things, and getting down to the studio may have, you know, you still made it to the studio, and not a lot of people do. So especially if they're fighters, thank them very much for the time and tell them that you're a junkie and that goes far. Or tell them that you like Amp Radio. I mean, either way, it's good with me. Okay, Pam. So, and then, of course, you got the troubles with, you know, having to get home and have a nice flight and nobody sleeps on airplanes, blah, blah, blah. Let's not go there. Let's not get into that and ruin the mood. Let's get your thoughts, because you were there live, okay? You were there live for the main event, which, of course, was supposed to be Amanda Nunes versus Shevchenko. And to be honest with you, I know that that's what you were there for, Pam, but to be honest with you, I didn't miss it on this card. And I think I didn't miss it because we knew it was going to be rescheduled. And just let's touch on this real quickly. Amanda pulls out of the fight. What are your thoughts on what she has said moving forward, you know, that she had a problem? And we know every time that Amanda goes to Vegas, she has a really hard time with the Vegas air. So I know you had a problem, you returned your ticket, but you've had a couple of days to digest. Now, what did you think about what happened with the main event, the original main event?
Well, I think originally that I think that she was having an issue cutting weight. I think she had a bad weight cut, because I remember, you know, I was trying to keep up on stuff, you know, I always try to keep up with the weight. And I had seen a picture of her the night before, and she was like in this crazy sweatsuit, this really thick jacket, and covered from head to toe. And So I don't know if she got sick from that, and apparently it was supposed to be sinus issues, and maybe that, you know, maybe one went hand in hand with the other. But, you know, when people were, you know, talking shit, people are just dumb, you know. And she had just gotten out of the hospital, and supposedly the doctor cleared her. But I don't know how many people have gone to the hospital and then laying in the hospital, and, you know, maybe you still feel like crap, but you don't need to be hospitalized, so they released you. Okay, so how many of those people that have been to the hospital and, you know, feeling like crap and being there for however long, and then they say, okay, go home, get some rest. How many of those MFers were, okay, I'm going to go fight for 5 rounds. Just, you know, you don't feel good. Right. You're sick. You would not have been to your full potential. And then when you're not at your full potential, it's a prime time for you to get hurt. You know, so was I disappointed that it happened? Yes. But once I was at the fight, you know, people can say that this is a really crap card. You know, and as far as, like, really big names, it really was. But, man, there were some amazing fights. You know, the Pettis fight was amazing. You know, questions about the Overeem fight. Again, he didn't win that fight. Oh, my gosh, the main event was just crazy. And like I said, I was in the front row for that. And, you know, when you're there at the live fights, you don't hear the play-by-play. You know, you don't hear any of that. All you hear is the people in the audience and the smacking. And, man, oh, my gosh, that last fight. I swear, by the fifth round, I think everybody was having the beginning of ulcers. Because I was like, oh, my God, I had butterflies in my stomach. My heart was racing. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, it was just that main event was just awesome. You know, and then, you know, Bisping's got to come in with his bullshit drama, you know, try to steal someone else's shine. I was like, oh, God.
Sure.
But real quick.
It seemed a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, part of the junkie guys, you know, crew had left Sunday, and we were kind of hanging out with them in the MGM, and I was teasing. I'm like, yeah, you guys have to fly out so soon, and yeah, we got to leave by 3. And so we're like, okay, well, we'll see you guys, you know, in December kind of thing. And so as soon as they left, here comes Robert Whittaker. And I had my phone in my hand, and I started walking towards him, and then I saw that he was waiting for his wife or girlfriend, whatever, and you know, so I'm like, okay, now they're, you know, probably, you know, so I didn't want to, hey, you know, but man, that would have been money if I could have gotten that shot. Yeah, you know, it was so money. I was like, yeah, yes. So, but, you know, and there are times when you see and you have to respect, because I did see Elias.
Sure.
He walked right by me, you know, right by me at the MGM, and I hope he's listening. And he had on his, not that I'm a stalker, but he had on a white T-shirt and shorts, and his hair was in a man bun. Not that I'm stalking. But, you know, and he walked by, and as much as, I mean, that was my one bucket list to have a picture with him. And, you know, but he was with somebody, and they're walking, and I don't, you know, I couldn't, I was thinking, if I throw this pickle at him, he'll see me. So, but you know what I'm saying. I think there's times where you know what, I got to let that go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. I mean, I'm the kind of person that just likes to sit and like log it in my brain. I'm not a really a big picture guy. And I understand where you're coming from. Our boy Chasm, he's, however, loves to get as many pictures as he can. And that's fine. I have no problem with that at all. And you had a good time with getting pictures, and you met a lot of guys. You talked to a lot of people that you respect. Excuse me, this weekend. So it totally seemed like it was, you know, 100% what you should have done. And
oh my gosh,
it didn't look like you were impeding on anybody at all. So,
well, you know, from what I thought was going to end up being like a, you know, like a shitty night, It turned out to be, I kid you not, probably one of the most amazing nights of my life. You know, and then you
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You know, I mean, it was. So you know, people who, you know, before, the, you know, that are always talking about, oh, this is a shit card, this is a shit card. You know, I think a lot of those are people that have never been to the fights. And, you know, when you're there live, it's so different than watching it on TV. And, you know, even, you know, maybe it not be the card that you want to see, but, you know, these people want to see themselves on that card. So it's not a shit card for them. So I just, you know, I don't like when people, you know, say, oh, this is, you know, shitty fighter. You know, they're there, and, you know, where are the people that are talking, you know, on the other side with their Cheeto fingers. So,
exactly.
Let me tell you
haters
something.
Haters are going to hate.
Okay, so I have to get an opinion about our, so we made a bet with Gigi, and it's on, Samantha actually made it, and so it's documented that, you know, if Amanda won, he's going to dance. So technically, you know, she didn't lose, it's, you know, not a win or lose, but.
The world's over.
We're going to get him to dance regardless. Edmonton.
If Amanda wins in Edmonton,
then what?
We will hold him to that. If Amanda wins in Edmonton, he's going to have to dance. I mean, the bet rolls over. It was on camera. He shook her hand. It has to happen now. It really has. So he can't
it's
get
so
out of
funny.
It. We'll,
so we said
time, because we have to have him on. We have to have him on championship rounds with GG this month, and we will.
Oh, y'all better mention that. Y'all better mention that. And you know what? Actually, I was going to do. Okay, you know what? I actually was going to do. I was actually going to take my hip scarf down to the office, you know, and say, "Y'all need to keep this here, and so you can be reminded of what's going to go down." And real quick, on another note, just something real quick. I had taken them some. Koozies, you know the koozies are the little foamy things that you put your drink in.
I brought
North Carolina and a Duke one, and I gave George the
I don't know what that's
George the
is.
North Carolina one. Anyway, so North Carolina, and then Ghost got the Duke, and the funny thing is I gave him the Duke not even knowing he went to UNLV, and I was like, oh, I'll give you the Christian Leitner one. I'm teasing. So they gave me a really cool shout out while I was there. It's like, shout out North Carolina in the house. And then Marco gave me a shout out. And then when I went on the show, then I talked about our show. So it was, much fun. So Gigi was saying, you guys should come back in December. So I guess where we're going in December.
I guess you're going back to Vegas. You know what the funny thing was about that whole shout-out thing was I was the only one who was not mentioned. In fact, Gigi mentioned Joe, of course, who used to be a contributor to our show. But guess who didn't get mentioned? Your boy Proteus. Your boy Proteus didn't get any shout. He didn't get any love. But I thank you very much, Pam. It doesn't matter. It's a team effort. And we are pushing the product itself. We are pushing Amp Radio because Amp Radio is our love. Amp Radio is our baby. And we all appreciate. We all work really hard. You're giving up your time right now, Pam. I'm giving up my time right now. Nobody's getting paid to do this show. But we love MMA, and we're going to move forward because we want to get you out of here quickly. I did schedule this show for 2 hours, but we don't want to keep you for 2 hours because you are fresh off.
I am dead. Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe Joey's little secret sauce is helping you out a little bit here. So let's move on, Pam.
Oh my gosh.
I want to talk about the two main events from this weekend. Okay. I want to start with your night sitting with Gigi and Showtime from Tennessee. You guys were watching Michael Johnson versus Justin Gaethje, and it turned out to be a barn burner. It turned out to be probably the fight of the year so far. So let's get your opinion, Pam.
Yes.
Let's get you to talk about that fight real quickly, because Justin Gaethje impressed me. I was the only person on this show to say I don't know if Justin Gaethje's ready. And I told you, I would eat my hat. I would own up to it if I was wrong. And, of course, he sucked Michael Johnson into a brawl and ended up winning that fight. Not by, you know, any hardships, or not for Michael Johnson not trying and not actually having Gaethje on the ropes. But let's get your opinion. Let's get what you have to say, because no one cares, gives a crap what I want to say. So go ahead. Let's get your thoughts on that fight.
You know what? Well, first of all, I am a big fan of Justin, and when he was with World Series of Fighting, and sure, I would look when he was fighting, and I never missed one of his fights. And I used to say, oh my gosh, I bet you that he would be so awesome in UFC. And, you know, and I think people really underestimated him because, you know, they think World Series of Fighter under par. And no, they're not. You know, it's just a smaller, venue, and he is just amazing to watch. So the first round, I mean, you know, coming into this fight, he was being a little cocky and not giving respect to the quickness of Michael Johnson and Michael Johnson's boxing skills. You know, so when he started getting lit up, I'm like, So now you know he's not, you know, some scrub, and everybody thought that he was going to get knocked down. And he has a wrestling background, and if I'm not mistaken, I think his school, he was the only person in his school to ever a place in a tournament, I believe. So he's got a little wrestling background. And so the first round, went to Johnson easily. And easily the second round was going to him till he kind of woke up and just tore him down. I think maybe Johnson may have gotten a little over cocky and felt like, okay, now I can relax, I got him. But, you know, Justin, he's not going down. The only way he's going down is if you knock him out, because he won't go down. So it was an exciting fight. It was so much fun to watch. So much fun to watch that I watched it yesterday again while drinking a peppermint patty martini at the chocolate bar.
I saw the pictures of the chocolate bar. I had to rewind it again as well, because it was, you know, when you watch it live, and especially when I was watching it live, I had a couple of frosty beverages. So I needed to rewatch it again. And it was amazing. It was just, I mean, Michael Johnson was, you know, in control of that fight until he wasn't in control of that fight. You know what I mean? Like, everybody on this show likes to say that, but you know what? A fight is a fight. If you get caught, if you, you know, put yourself in that kind of position and you get caught, hey, it doesn't matter if you were winning 2.5 rounds, you got knocked out or you got TKO'd, you know what I mean? So it was a very, very impressive fight. Now, my question is, Pam, if you were in a war like that, would you try and do a backflip off the top of the cage no matter what? I mean, it took him 3 tries to get it right, but would you, you know, be concussed and then the first thing you think about is doing a backflip off of the cage?
Personally, no. But you know what? that's what he does. And that's why he won in that crazy manner, because that's what he does. He does that kind. He's either balls to the wall or nothing.
Yeah.
But I have done
and
that.
He looked very impressive. He looked very impressive. And the fact that he continued to pour that pressure on was the reason he won that fight. Again, probably fight of the year. A very, very impressive fight. But let's move on to the main event, Pam, in UFC 213. Of course, it wasn't supposed to be the original fight scheduled, but it turned out to be, in my opinion, and I've watched the fight more than once, I watched it live. I had to go to a bar to watch it, which always sucks, so I had to watch it again the next day just to see the nuances of what happened. And I thought Yoel Romero looked super, super, well, not super, super, maybe just improved, okay? I thought the fact that he was throwing those, the kicks to the knees,
think
of it right now, unfortunately. And then, of course, you know, Bobby Knuckles working for the most part of 4 rounds with one leg was so impressive. But you were there live, Pam, so your opinion matters more than mine. So why don't you give us your breakdown of the main event of UFC 213?
Okay, so I took pictures of all the walkouts, and I got a picture of him, and so I was actually part of that Australian group. Oi. So when you know, we're watching fight, you know, you, yeah, exactly. You're level with the octagon. Well, for me, I have to kind of look up a little, and then you look up at the screen above there, so you can watch the fight on the screen, or you can watch it, you know, live. And so I was doing both, because you want to see like some of the nitty gritty that you can't see because the ref's in the way or the cameras are in the way. But I thought that Romero took the first two rounds. I thought that Whitaker took the second two, and the third round was going to be the decision maker. And
okay.
I mean, just the energy and the energy in the whole arena. And when the fight ended and they announced, I actually recorded that and posted it. I mean, it was just electrifying in there. Everybody was so happy for him to win that belt. And, you know, and they talked to Joe Romero. And I know a lot of people don't like him because they think he cheats and stuff like that. But you know what? He went in there and he wouldn't go down, you know, till he went down.
Yeah, Romero showed a lot of heart.
Yeah, and he, you know, was, you know, so such a gracious loser after the fight. And, you know, everybody was clapping for him. And, you know, how could you not? So it was an amazing, amazing fight. And then Bisping goes and opens his stupid mouth and tries to, you know, take away his moment. Oh, just be quiet. Oh, so speaking of that.
I'm not getting into that yet.
Okay, but I might forget, so I might have to. Those candies were good.
Yeah, go ahead. No, spit it out now.
Okay, so Amantha goes to the VIP party that I didn't want to go to, and who's there but Mr. Bisping's there, and so my friend says,
says,
I don't know who he was, but he was an ass. Okay, so she's from North Carolina, very southern. And she said that he was just being like a big jerk. And then they introduced her to him. And she's like, oh, hey. They gave him like a very, very, very subpar. But yeah, she said, you know, after she had left the club, she's like, who is that guy? He's rude. So do I think the fight between Bisping and either Romero or Whitaker is going to happen? No. That'll fight, you know, no. Because I don't think it's as much shit
fight
that he's
still
talking.
Happen.
You know what? Truthfully, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. There's too much.
Well, who's he gonna fight? You can't get away from the number one contender.
Who was gonna fight? I don't know. I would have to think on that.
Okay.
Who's number two?
It doesn't matter who is number two. I mean, the other guy that just won a belt. So either Bisping fights GSP, which is understandable, you know what I mean? Because GSP is a previous champion. He's coming back. It's kind of understandable, but him not fighting Bobby Knuckles, Robert Whittaker, in his next fight is ludicrous. And everybody will go crazy if that actually happens, because he should be fighting Robert Whittaker next if he's not going to fight GSP. Now, the talk coming out of or from the press conference was that, you know, what did Robert Whittaker think about Michael Bisping's behavior? And of course, as we know, Australians have dealt with the English for a long period of time, and they know if anybody's been out and they've seen an English person on vacation getting drunk, you know what I'm talking about. Not that I'm hating, because I have a lot of English family, but you know what's going down. And I've always thought that Michael Bisping was a bit of a jerk. I mean, the only time I was a fan of Michael Bisping was when he was on the season of The Ultimate Fighter, And then, of course, every word out of his mouth after that made me dislike him greatly. So I thought it looked very, very bad on him. The one thing that I was very concerned about, Pam, in the aftermath is that we see Yoel Romero burning a picture of Michael Bisping with a Union Jack, and I think he was trying to light his cigar off of it. I thought that was very, very dangerous because that's a lot of toxins going to a man's body if you're burning an actual picture of Michael Bisping. Anyways, yeah, I digress, Pam, because we're going to try and end this show, but let's get into this and say, what are your best memories or your best outtakes of International Fight Week of your time in Vegas? Was it, you know, spending time with Joey Coco Diaz? Was it, you know, spending time with Gorgeous George, watching the fights? Or was it the fights themselves? Did you enjoy more, you know, the atmosphere of being in that? And let's talk about that T-Mobile Center, because I've not been in it, and apparently it's impressive, but they don't have a place for the journalists to actually have a media room, which is not impressive. So let's get your view on what you thought was the best thing of the weekend.
Well, to me, let me put it this way. You know, I got invited to go to as a VIP to one of the clubs, and I turned that down just to hang out in the casino. And I said, to me, hanging out in the casino, what would have been top, would have topped, you know, going into a club. You know what? I don't know if I could even put it in order because every experience was different. To sit there on a radio platform next to Joey Diaz talking about belly dancing and discussing fights and stuff like that. How cool is that? And then not only that is Gigi stayed with me at Mandalay Bay all night watching fights, and we in between fights we just talked and talked and. He, you know, got me some Crown and Cokes, and I mean, we just talked all night long, and you know, till Tusk came, the seasoning, the ending. So I was at, he stayed with me all day at Mandalay Bay, you know, just to kind of keep me company and watch the fight. So that was cool because you know who takes the time out to do that. And then Saturday in itself was just crazy, you know, meeting the fight, you know, the drama of the tickets, and you know, getting really good seats, and you know that in itself was amazing. And then even Sunday, you know, everybody's leaving, running into Tom Galicchio and him hanging out with us, like, hey, you know, just talking like we've known him for 1,000 years. So every one of those events is like number one because of what it was. You know, I can't, you know, you can't compare like being on the MMA Junkie show to going to the fight because of fame, but every one of those experiences was like 10 stars, 10 stars, 10 stars, you know?
Yeah. Indeed. It seemed like you had a fantastic time. Okay, Pam, let's get you out of here because I know that you have spent, you know, 2 days in Vegas and have not had much sleep. And I promised you that you would not have to stay here long. So, if you want to shout out anybody, if you want to go ahead and give Samantha a shout out again, if you remember her Twitter.
Well, she's not on Twitter, but she's on Instagram. Follow her on Instagram. Yeah, Samantha Myrick. Samantha, I think it's Samantha. What's that lower thing you do? The underline Myrick. M Y. Yeah, M. Y-R-I-C-K, Samantha Myrick. And my Twitter follow, y'all, Tom Galicchio, T-O-M-G-A-L-L-I-C-H-I-O, Tom Galicchio. He is the real deal. He is as real as you can get. Super funny, smart. This dude is awesome. So follow him.
Right on, Pam. And I thank you very much for giving us your time tonight because, again, I know that you've, you know, had a rough weekend, but we wanted to get this show out and
rough in a
make
good
sure
way.
That everybody got the. Yeah, exactly. No, of course, it's always good to you know, have a good time and party with some junkies. And one day I'll be able to get there too, hopefully. So I'm going to end here, Pam. Thank you very much. You have yourself a great night. If you got anything else to say,
let's give props to Team Alpha Male.
Oh, ba-doom boom. All right. Inside joke. Really inside. All right, Pam. Thank you very much. Have yourself a great night.
All right. Thanks
night.
For having
have
me.
Good sleep, okay? Take another.
All right. I'll probably talk to you Wednesday.
Special medicine.
I know, right?
Talk to you Wednesday.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pam from North Carolina. Again, call her at Pam Dora Fox, PamDoraBoxx, as I like to say, with two X's. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you very much for tuning in, and we apologize for our lack of show last night. As I said, I thought this was a very good makeup show. Listen, tomorrow night coming up, we have at Danny Austin underscore nine coming at us one more time. He bugged me. He said as soon as the event ended, as soon as UFC 213 ended, Danny Austin messaged me in Twitter, direct messaged me and said, I got some stuff to say. I need to get on the show. So we moved up Proteus' primetime show 2 days. We're going to have Curtis's primetime show coming at you live and direct, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, tomorrow. Tune in, listen to us on iTunes. Danny's got lots to say. I'm sure we'll have lots of hot takes from Danny Austin, because you know what? That's what he does, hot takes with Danny Austin. I guess we should just call that show tomorrow, Hot Takes with Danny Austin. I think that might be beneficial for us. Anyways, guys. I'm gonna get out of here because I got another show to do tomorrow. And I thank you guys very much for listening. As always, tune in. Follow us at Another MMA Cast. Follow us at Maldo Marco. Follow us at Pandora Box. Follow DJ Tony at I'm DJ Tony. He's the big boss man. He pays the bills. And I thank you very much for that, Tony. And, of course, he edits the show, so hats off. And, of course, follow me at PROADOS. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen,
hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Charlie, I'm late. I just don't give a fuck.
Love y'all. Good night.